We are joined in the media center by our 2019 Top Fuel World Champion, Steve Torrence. Steve has now gone back-to-back with wins here in the countdown and now is our reigning champion. Steve, you have been so dominant over this year and last year. How has this journey been for you?
You know, it's been really special to be able to be part of a team that goes out and has the success that we've had. I mean, ultimately, it's not the driver that does anything. I mean, you just got to do your job, and the guys that work on this car, they're really the ones that get the credit, and Richard Hogan and Bobby Lagana, because they make the calls, and, you know, I go up there in the semis against Richie, and you go up there, I guess, instead of racing to win, I was racing not to lose, and knew the situation of what we had to do, but just kind of messed up, but it's not typical that I go 180 on the tree, but I just, you know, you just go up there and play it safe, so really... really special to be able to go to win one championship, much less two, and do it back to back. So can't thank my guys and everybody that supports us enough.
Steve, how tough was it going into the final day of the season and you got four drivers that can mathematically beat you? How tough is that? Whereas the time before you only had what, one driver that could do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, you just, the first time that we came in here, I came in here and had that in my mind the whole time and choked against Antron, was 90 on the tree and got beat. And, you know, just came here like racing defensively instead of offensively. And so I knew what we had to do. The ladder played out to where it worked the best for us. And, I mean, we were going to decide who was the champ second round, you know, or who had the best chance at it. So I prefer the situation that we were in last year much, much more than what we were here today. But the guys prevailed and just gave me the race car, and I did the job that I needed to do when I needed to do it. And so, you know, it's just, we're the champs, but that's only for today, because after tomorrow or after the banquet, everybody's gunning for you and you're the former champ. So
you constantly talk about your team. You constantly talk about Bobby and Richard. What is you, I mean, are they the reason that you are where you are?
They're the sole reason. I mean, you know, you could take anybody and put them in that car and probably get the results as long as they did their job. And so, I mean, the team that really Bobby Lagana has been able to assemble, you got Richard Hogan's leading it, but Bobby's there at the shop day in and day out and handpicks those guys. And we've got that group of guys that's been together for years. So that continuity is what has been the key recipe to our success.
Mm-hmm. This Top Fuel class is so competitive, and you've had the target on your back. And what's it like racing in this division?
I think it's the most competitive that it's ever been. I mean, you're seeing fields that are set that are similar to Pro Stock. You know, within, you got four guys that ran 76, and it just decides on what, you know, what with at the end of it. So we just been very blessed to be able to have the success and have the breaks, because a lot of these cars out here can throw down, especially Grubby. I mean, that guy chops us down most of the time. We're not a 63, 64 car, 62 car, and he is. And this really played to our benefit this weekend, being hot. It's more in our wheelhouse, where Vegas was definitely his wheelhouse. So just luck of the draw.
We look at stats all the time of people like Force that were so dominant for years. Tony Schumacher, dominant for years. You've been dominant for years.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'll let you guys look at that. I don't want to look at that, because you just kind of get clouded and think about things that doesn't really matter right now. I mean, that's something you look at the end of your career. And hopefully I can race another year or two.
But what does it mean to you to at least be in contention for, what, four or five championships as a team that raced with, would you say, at store-bought parts?
Yeah. None of us are smart enough to build our own parts, and probably, or maybe we're smart enough to not build our own parts. Alan Johnson and everybody that supplies us, they give us, I mean, you know, you call and get what you need and get the best parts, and it's always the same. So you just bolt them on and go out here and let the crew chief do his job.
About your season as a whole. You started here with the runner-up, and hit the skids for a while, and then in the summer you're unbeatable.
Right.
Number one seed, you get beat in the first round of Reading. How do you deal with those ups and downs?
I think I don't really know what the answer is. I think just being in the situation a couple times before, you just learn to deal with it and not let it mentally affect you in the way that you go up there and like I said, race defensively instead of just going out here racing to win. You start racing not to lose, and it changes your mindset and it changes the way that everybody around you feels. So you just got to keep morale high and really approach every round like you just need to win this round. We don't need to know what happens after that round or what the points are going to be after this round, because you'll get preoccupied with thinking about, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. No, we need to win this round. And then when you can do that, it takes that burden off you mentally.
Speaking of that, how did you come back after the first round? Obviously, a very emotional thing happened there. What did you do to get your head right to race Brittany?
You know, I mean, there's, I've seen it on the TV, and everybody, you know, the whole place here hates me. I'm the most hated champion ever, probably. But nobody knows what was said. It was a little heated conversation down there, and it went too far. But, I mean, unless you know the whole story and what was said, other than just watching it on television, you don't get it. So I went and talked to Cameron just a minute ago and apologized. And I think we have a mutual understanding, and it's just, we'll leave it at that.
What'd you do mentally, in the trailer between rounds? You talked to yourself, did you?
No, and I mean, it's, you know, that's one of those things where you that happens, and you say it happened and be done with it and go to the next round. I mean, I needed to race Brittany, and we needed to win.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't win that round, we don't win the championship. We're not here. She's here.
Right.
So it just was what I had to do. There wasn't can I or will I. There was no option. I had to get that out of my mind and get in that car and be focused.
Was there a part of this season that wasn't fun for you?
No. I mean, this season has been fun. You know, I think at the first of the season, everybody was talking about we had a slump. And I think we went 5 races without a win. I mean, I've been years without a win. You know, it took me a long time from 6 to 12 to even get in the position to win a race. So, I mean, I'm having a wonderful time. My dad has come out and raced more with us and been very successful. So that's been fun. I mean, we do this as a family. We do this for fun. It's me and Nat, my mom and dad. I mean, and every one of those boys. So it's what we do.
Are you sorry that you didn't get a chance to race your dad today?
Oh, that would have been cool. You know, I don't know where he's going to end up in the points. I think he's probably 5th now that Leah's went as deep as she has. But it would have been really cool to have an opportunity to be 1-2.
Being one of the few father-son teams that are out here, and there's very few families that are racing, do you and your dad kind of share a lot of the technology? Because technology keeps changing every day.
We share everything. Our two teams work together hand in hand. Last night we went 68, and I didn't expect Billy to go slower. I thought if his car went down the track, it would have been quicker than us because they knew what we did. They were trying some stuff, and even though we're racing right now, we need to know how to go 63 and 64 with Grubby. And so we needed to try that, and I really thought that they would go quicker than us, and they didn't, but we share everything.
Steve, next year, are you going to, really focus on the bonus points? Because that's kind of what made the difference between
me. Me, personally, I don't focus on anything other than just coming here and driving, but I mean that definitely is what made the difference. I mean, I think at the end of the day, if Doug wins, it's just a couple points different.
Yeah.
So those are imperative. I mean, you got to go out there and go for it every round and build them up as much as possible. So yeah, I think that's something we'll continue to focus on.
Anyone else? Thank you, Steve. Congratulations.
Thank